The folk music family recently suffered a terrible loss with the death of our good friend Kathy Barton. I'm lucky to be sitting here today with Aubrey Atwater, who knew Kathy very well and can probably give us some insight on her life and career. Hey, Aubrey.
Hi. It's great to be here. This is where I met Kathy more than 20 years ago at the Ozark Folk Center. I think we were all at one of the Dulcimer Jamborees, and I met this beautiful woman who was an incredible instrumentalist and singer and scholar and a wonderfully warm and gracious person. And you said something funny to me right before we got started here, and I laughed, and I thought about how she used to just throw her head back and laugh when she would play the banjo. And
that gal could laugh now. She was always laughing.
Yeah. And so she had a beautiful spirit and a very remarkable musician in many ways. And for me, a remarkable woman. And I have always looked to other women performers and players. And she was a pioneer. I don't know if she even meant to be a trailblazer, but she really was. She played a lot of different instruments and really well. She was pretty famous for her banjo playing, her hammer dulcimer playing, her auto harp playing, and she played other things too. If you look at videos of her or read the liner notes of her records, she's playing all kinds of stuff. And she had a lovely virtuoso style with the banjo. She'd take her pinky, the fingernail of her pinky, and do this awesome kind of riff or fanning thing that she would do with the banjo playing, and it was a great sound.
I suppose at that time she was working at the Grandpa Jones Dinner Theater?
When I met her in the mid to late 90s, she was older by then, but it was a late 60s or early 70s that she came to the Ozark Folk Center as a teenager and worked with Ramona Jones in the gift shop and in a dinner theater.
That's right.
Yeah. And she ended up playing and appearing and touring a little bit with Ramona and Grandpa Jones and Jimmy Driftwood. And I think even Roy Acuff, she went to the Grand Ole Opry, and she was on Hee Haw. I think listeners need to look that video up.
I saw a great clip of her playing on Hee Haw.
Yeah.
Just knocking out the banjo too. Perfect play.
It was amazing. And she was playing the way she always played, and she was only not even 15, I think, in that clip. Yeah.
She was also a fine hammer dulcimer player
as
well.
Yes. So I met Kathy in the late 90s, and then I think I just met Kathy that year. And then my husband Elwood and I met both Kathy and Dave, and we would sometimes be thrown together as performers in different festivals around the country. And we made friends with each other. We didn't know each other super well. We would see one another every couple of years. And we had them come to Rhode Island to be in our festival once. And they had us come to Boonville, Missouri, and be in their Big Muddy Festival, which they ran since 1991. And Kathy appeared on stage at that festival just 10 days before she died.
Well, whenever I think about Kathy, I always think about her laughing at Dave on stage.
Yeah.
Dave kept her in stitches, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, very funny people, very intelligent people, great scholars, multi-instrumentalists, singers. They worked with children a lot, which was really neat, too.
And like you said, they founded the Big Muddy Festival in Boonville, Missouri, which was 35 years ago, I suppose.
Yeah.
Been going on a long time.
91. Yeah, 91. So like, I think it was their 28th or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, and so I was listening to something that Dave said not too long ago about how they could have gone in different directions with their musical career. They were both so talented and so smart. And they chose the avenue of a somewhat more humble folk music career as husband and wife that really was about community. And that's the sense I always got from them, that they were always pulling people in to join in the jam sessions, getting their audiences to sing along. And Kathy had the most beautiful, gracious warmth about her on stage or off stage. And she just included people. And to me, that's the essence of traditional folk music. And they decided to go that route a long time ago.
That's right. They were fine enough musicians. They could have been touring all the time and been stars, but instead they just decided to remain regular people.
Yep. And they won a lot of awards with their work with children and doing artists in residence and things like that. And their big specialty was the riverboat and the steamboat music. So they were on, I believe it was the Delta Queen. They were on that boat for about 13 years, and they did other cruises where they were the guest musicians.
That's right. Last time I saw them, they were working on the Delta Queen. Mm-hmm. Dave said that Delta Queen's made for the overfed, the newlywed, and the nearly dead.
That's funny. I never heard that before.
They probably won't hear it on this interview either.
Yeah, so the folk music scene in the United States and beyond is pretty rocked right now by her loss. And if anything indicates it, it is my Facebook feed that people are very heartbroken that Kathy left this world at just 63 years old. And I identify heavily with her. Both my husband, Elwood, and I do. They were a married couple who performed together for over 40 years. And that's the same type of career that Elwood and I have. We've been going at it for 32 years. And that's kind of a thing in folk music. There are a lot of husband-wife duos out there. So I think there were many similarities with what Kathy and Dave have done over the years and what Elwood and I do. And Kathy, being about 8 years older than I am, I looked up to her and I'd keep my eye on what they were doing. And we did a lot of the same gigs over the years.
Yeah, I suppose you ran into them at festivals a lot.
Yeah. Another thing to say about Kathy Barton, she worked with a lot of younger folks and she collaborated with Paul and Wynn Grace. Kathy came to Columbia, Missouri as a junior high age person, and Dave came to that area as a college student. So that's how they ended up in Missouri. And Wynn and Paul Grace played with them. Kathy and Dave have collaborated with a lot of people over the years.
Yeah.
And so Wynn and Paul have two amazing daughters, Leela and Ellie Grace, who have been here at the Folk Center. And they were very influenced by Kathy's playing and very torn up right now. So there are a lot of younger generation musicians that are successful performers touring now that were very influenced by Kathy. And I think of all those children that they worked with in schools over the years. And there's some wonderful quotes and testimonies on their website about young folks or who are now older who were very influenced by the work that Kathy and Dave would do in schools.
That's right. Before I met Kathy and Dave, I was familiar with their music because I'd heard them in recordings of a group called The Golden Ring.
Yes. Yes. And that's something else I wanted to mention, that I was actually a fan of Kathy's before I met her. Because my husband Elwood and I live in Rhode Island in New England, and we knew Sandy and Caroline Payton of Folk Legacy Records. We knew them for many years. They're both gone now. In fact, Caroline Payton just passed away a few months ago. And they lived good long lives, and they ran a wonderful record label for folk music for many years, Folk Legacy Records. And in some of those earlier recordings, it was the Golden Ring, and there were different iterations of that group. And Kathy came along a little bit later, and she was part of at least one of those records. And she and Dave also, I believe, did three records with Folk Legacy. Those are great records, those early records in their career.
They also collaborated with Bob Dyer.
Yes.
Who is known as the Bard of Boonville, Missouri, a great songwriter, mm-hmm. wrote a lot of songs about the history of that region and about the Missouri River as well.
Yeah. And I believe he died in 2005 when we were actually there that year at the festival and he had just passed away. But yes, and they lived in like a duplex together in Boonville for a number of years. He lived on one side of the house. So that sounded like a pretty cool collaboration.
But there was a lot of music going on.
Yeah. So what a story, what a career, and what a humble career in a lot of ways in terms of the kind of person Kathy was. She was never one to get in the way of a song or a tune. She knew it wasn't about her. And you get that sense when you would watch her on stage. She had a wonderful combination of gracious femininity, virtuosity, and maybe a little shyness too, and a lot of joy and a lot of warmth.
So, that's right. She was a very humble person.
Yeah, very interesting and very beautiful combination. Yeah. And she really exuded beauty in every way.
Yeah, what a loss to the folk music community. And a lot of people are going to remember her for many, many, many years through the music that she passed on.
Yes.